It is 1:27 in the morning, Sunday morning. I'm now walking back to my abode. Abode. See what I did there. It's the second time I've left the Olympic Stadium in a week, and just been completely blown away. Maybe this time for more sporting reasons than for spectacle, but I don't really know where to start with what was just a truly unbelievable night of athletic success. I mean, you're talking about the first time Great Britain has won three gold medals in one athletic session at the Olympics in history. I mean, I don't know if that will sink in for anyone who was there tonight, anyone who was watching it. And to be honest, all I want to do at the moment, it's, as I said, it's 1:30, I'm now walking home. The only thing I actually want to do is to get home and watch all the highlights and watch it all again. I don't think you can help but do that. But I hope everyone got the chance to see it and watch it live as it unfolded. Maybe the delight of Jessica Ennis winning what, by the time the 800 metres came around, was a fairly likely gold. Was, you know, that almost probably doesn't do it justice to say it was a warm-up, but it was just a wonderful occasion that then led to the epic nature of Mo Farah's win in the 10,000 metres. I mean, I've only been doing this sports journalism job for almost five years in November, it will be. And I've managed to see the football team I have supported since I was a boy, promoted twice. Second time, of course, to the top flight, back to the Premier League. I've been to the British Grand Prix twice. I've done some amazing things for my job. I don't even think they're within a country mile of what happened tonight. I was on Radio Norfolk this morning, lunchtime I think it was, and I asked what my highlight of the games was. I mean, that's already out of date now. I can't see anything I experience in this job ever again coming even remotely close to what was just an incredible night of sport for this country. And I hope we all sit back, enjoy it, and remember it for that exact reason and purpose, because those moments that we all witnessed tonight, they will be on YouTube, they will be replayed forever, evermore, no matter what happens for the rest of these games. And I just can only say it was a complete privilege to be there. I'm a very lucky boy. And hopefully now someone can top off the games by seeing Anthony Ogogo or Nick Dempsey picking up a medal. And the next time I see all the local regional hacks, Norfolk will have a medal, and then we can see where Norfolk would fit in the medal table. I think they've got a bit of catching up to do with Yorkshire, but hey, it's all good. It's the Olympic Games. Everything's good.